Wednesday night before Purim, Dvar Halacha.
Okay, a few halachas about hearing the Megillah. It's very hard to listen to the Megillah and not space out. I think most people find it very hard. They find their minds wandering. Like, let's say Yirmi, like, he was talking to someone else, and notice that this could happen in the Megillah. It's very Nogei Lamaisa what just happened. Yirmi will say that he heard every word I said. Like you say to your wife, I heard every word you said. But you're talking in the middle. Now, a lot of times, let's say, someone will tell a child, you know, quiet, we'll talk, and while the Balkore is reading, and he heard the Balkore, but there are achronim that hold that that's an automatic, some type of hefsik, and you're not yotze. In other words, even if you hear, but you're talking, it has to do with Shomea Ka'ona, and you're talking while he's laning. So there are contemporary poskim that hold that you're not yotze. And this could easily happen if you tell a child, you know, be quiet, or quiet, or maybe even if you go shah, which is also like a word. And meanwhile, you think you're listening. Of course, if you miss a word, then you're in trouble. But I'm talking about there are contemporary poskim that say if you talk and you heard while you were talking, you heard the Balkore.
That's only if you talk. But if you heard your neighbor talk during that time,
Then this qualification is only said about talking. That even if you heard. Okay, but I want to talk about spacing out. Like, when do you know if you're spaced out and you're not yotze, and when do you know if you're spaced out and you are yotze? Very few. It's hard to concentrate. Especially, I have stomach. You know, a lot of times we focus on the words. It's really a pity. I mean, you have to hear every word of the Megillah, and many times, it's really up to the Balkore. Many times you have a Balkore that you have to concentrate on hearing every word. That's not so good, because the Persume Nisa of reading the Megillah is supposed to really relax and listen to the story. And I don't know, many times when you concentrate on listening, you partially don't have time or the head to be able to listen, to think about the story, because you're so busy concentrating on hearing every word. So l'chayr, that's preferable, but it's very, very far from ideal, because the whole point is Persume Nisa, to tell the story of the Nes, and that's part of your Shmia also. So a very good Balkore will allow you to listen, and you're confident that you're hearing every word, and you don't have to focus on listening to him. So your mind could be clear to follow the story. So that's really, I feel, up to the Balkore. But the point I want to make is that l'chatchila, certainly, it seems to me for Dava Poshet, you're supposed to be, you're listening to a story, and you're supposed to be thinking about the story. Now, okay, not always can you do it, and also sometimes then the mind starts wandering. You know, then you start, why did Esther do that? Maybe she had another Eitzah for her. It's a problem, but certainly it's ideal to think about, to hear the story in the Kriyas HaMegillah. Now let's get back to spacing out. So the contemporary poskim give the following suggestions of Hagdara. Because a lot of times, like when you're listening to your wife, you know, you say, I can repeat every word. You're hearing every word, but you're really not listening at all. So they give the following Hagdara. Let's assume your finger's on the place. If your finger is following the place, we're talking, that's a given that you're hearing every word. I'm not talking about that. If you didn't hear a word, you're not yotze. I'm talking about you're hearing every word, but you're not focused. If your finger's following, that's good enough. If you lost the place, like, you're hearing every word, but your finger's like here, and he's a few words later, and that's no good. That's called you didn't hear. You didn't hear. I mean, we're not talking about the sound waves hit your eardrums. We know that the sound wave hit your eardrums no matter what. We're talking about that the person should be called, he heard the Megillah. So one Hagdara they say is if you're following, and your finger continues to move and it's in the right place. If someone would ask you what just happened, like if they would stop and say, okay, what just happened? What event just occurred? What did he read? And you would be able to answer it, so then that's also called good enough. Okay? So that, those are the two hagdoros I see in contemporary poskim. You're following along? Also, like if he would read something, if he would start saying the names of the states, if he would start saying, you know, in the United States, and you would chap that something's fishy, right? So that's also called that you're listening. So these are the suggestions the poskim say to be able to determine how far you spaced out, because certainly you reach a certain point and you're talking not yotzi anymore, even if your eardrums reverberated with the sound waves of the Megillah. Now, what? Of what?
That's the halakhic
definition. So we're giving it now. We're giving it. At least in terms of the Megillah, in terms of Shemaya Ka'ona, that's what we're doing. Maybe a better word would probably be listening than hearing. Because hearing might refer to the sound waves hitting your eardrum. But listening is already a pa'ula that the person's involved in. Right? I'm listening to you. I'm not just hearing you, I'm listening. Not b'diyevet. It's not l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you're supposed to understand the story. But I'm talking about rikuz. That you're following along and your mind wanders. You start thinking about, you know, what color cellophane your wife's going to use for the shalachmonos. So a lot of times your mind wanders, but your fingers still following, and it's in the right place. So that's good enough. That's what the place can say. Okay, but it's really it's a major problem. I mean, it's very hard. That's why you have a good Balkari, and he leans fast, but he says every word. It's a good thing. Okay, now what some place can suggest because of this reason of loss of rikuz is that everybody should take Ritalin. No, I'm just kidding. That what some people suggest is that you read along. We're talking about now Poshut as an Eitzah, that you don't lose rikuz, that you don't, your mind doesn't start to wander. Now that has its downside. Certainly, so they're saying you should read along and listen. That's what they're saying. Now if you don't have a Kasha Megillah, some still say to do it. It's not, I don't think it's not such a good idea. It's very, it's hard to listen, certainly according to the first sheet, because it's not poshut that you'd even be yotzei. But even if you have a kasha Megillah, there's different reasons for doing it. Some people do it because they're afraid they'll miss a word, so they figure if they miss a word, at least they're saying the word too. I don't think it's a good idea no matter what. You're not leaning b'tzibur. Your reading is not b'tzibur. Your reading is b'yechidus, because no one can hear you but yourself. There's a tzad you need mashmiya la'ozno, and sometimes you don't have mashmiya la'ozno. I happen not to think it's a good idea, but it's brought down as an eitzot not to lose rikuz, that you could hear the bel kore and you're saying the words at the same time, and this way you stay focused. I don't know. It doesn't seem to me it's a good idea. Okay. In the Dalet Psukim, you have the same type of issue. In the Dalet Psukim that the Kol reads out loud, so if you don't have a Kasha Megillah, if you have a Chumash, then you certainly have to have in mind that you want to be Yotzei with the Balkari's reading. You don't want to say four Psukim as it is Baal Peh, as it's called, even though you'd be Yotzei with the Eved, but certainly not Lechatchila. You know, do it. So you have to have in mind you're not being Yotzei with your reading. Even if you have a Megillah, it's the same issue. That I think then those four psukim will not be b'farhesya, will not be with a minyan. You won't be reading b'farhesya for those four psukim, so why should you do it? So I think in any event, you should have in mind not to be yaitse with your kriya, but you still want to be yaitse with the Balkari's kriya. Okay? And it tell the Balkari not to repeat Haman. It sort of defeats the purpose of clapping Haman. I find it very ironic.
He repeats it if he thinks
like you're supposed to be Moche Kaman, and he ends up saying his name twice. So he asked, you have to have a rule in the shul. Here they do it very well. He says the whole word Haman, and you hear even the nun of Haman, and then you start clapping. But if he has to repeat the word Haman, it's counterproductive. It's the opposite of the intention of banging Haman. He ends up saying his name twice.
Yeah,
You have to hear the nun. Come on, you have to hear the nun also. Of clapping? That's it's a minhag Yisrael, the Ramah says. A shul that would say not to clap Haman is really violating this Ramah that says, and here's what the Ramah says, ain't lilleg al minhag Yisrael, and you should do a minhag Yisrael, you have to do. But if you have to wait till the nun could be heard. So in a lot of shuls, they don't wait. And that's what about Curry, I mean, Asarotskin. He would wait 15 seconds after everybody stopped clapping, and then he would repeat the word Haman. It was like very unnerving. It's also one of the reasons I moved.
He happened to have been a fantastic Balkore. The Balkore, I'm